The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter, beginning with verse 5. While some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified. For these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it. For these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until times of Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to be ready and prepared for the second coming of Jesus at the end of times, and to straighten up and raise our heads, because our redemption is drawing near. Lord, help us by your Holy Spirit to live holy and godly lives as we look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning, as we once again consider the Word of God, is taken from the Gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the words of Jesus Himself, as His disciples asked Him the question, "Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are to take place?" This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, when will these things be? This is a question that we want to talk about this morning as we consider the words of Jesus Himself, not only concerning the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in the year 70 AD, but especially concerning His second coming at the end of times, as He has promised us. The question of His disciples, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, "Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be His sign when these things are to take place?" As a matter of fact, this took place as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, or Mount Olivet, opposite the Temple of Jerusalem. They had a full view of the temple compound in all of its glory and pomp and majesty, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, and how these things that you see, says Jesus, will not be left there one stone upon another, but that all of it will be destroyed and thrown down. "Yes, teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are to take place?" So Jesus told them. But before Jesus tells them about these things that are about to happen, Jesus tells them of the imminent destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in the year AD 70. In which they must flee to the mountains. He says that there will be great distress and desolation, as Jerusalem will be trampled and surrounded by armies. And finally, that they will be punished, persecuted, and put in prison because of their unfaithfulness. And then Jesus goes on to tell them about the end of times and of His second coming. Even though He did not reveal the day or the hour of His coming, He did speak in detail of the many signs of the end of times. As a matter of fact, Jesus enumerates all of the signs. First of all, Jesus talks openly about false prophets claiming to be the Messiah. Jesus says, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in My name saying, 'I am He,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them." In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, Jesus says, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and miracles to deceive even the elect." Unfortunately, we have already seen and witnessed many false prophets ourselves during the last 2 or 3 decades, especially Jim Jones in Guyana in South America, where about 77 or more people committed suicide. David Koresh in Waco, Texas, and many other cults in our nation. Yes, do not go after them. Stay away from them, says Jesus. And then Jesus says that we will hear of wars and tumults, or as it says in the Gospel of Matthew, wars and rumors of wars, but we should not be terrified or afraid. For these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once or has not yet come. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says in chapter 24, all these things are only the beginning of birth pains. And then Jesus goes on to say that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and pestilence. Well, many of these signs are already happening all over the world. When you stop and think about it this morning, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of tension, a lot of enmity and animosity between nations, especially the United States of America and Israel and most of Europe, against North Korea, Iran, Syria, and now the threat of ISIS. We have also witnessed in recent years many devastating earthquakes, hurricanes, just recently in the East Coast, and tornadoes in the Midwest during the past year, and floods. And we could go on and on this morning. And we have certainly seen and witnessed the devastation that famines and pestilence have caused, especially in the third world countries. Not enough food to feed the masses. And certainly not enough doctors and nurses and hospitals and medicine to take care of those who are sick. And then Jesus says that there will be severe persecution. We will be handed over to the governing authorities for His name's sake. And here Jesus says that when this begins to happen, this will be your opportunity to bear witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what is even worse, that we will be delivered up by our own parents and brothers, relatives and friends. This is the part that really troubles me a lot. As I prepared the sermon last night, you will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. Listen to the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. Mark. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Yes, this is a part that really troubles me a lot, and which I have a difficult time understanding and accepting. When it comes to family and friends. And yet, that's precisely what Jesus says is going to happen. And by the way, it is happening today in many families. Divorce. Rebellion by children against their parents. Parents rebelling against their children. Siblings not getting along with each other. And I could go on and on this morning, the breakup of the family in our nation. Not only that, but that you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yes, it's not going to be easy to be a Christian at the end of times and just before Jesus comes back again. For bearing Jesus' name and standing up for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and His Word, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. And then Jesus goes on to say there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People are even going to faint with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark chapter 13. Listen to it. Following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Listen to what Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 24. There will be great distress, unequaled, from the beginning of time until now, and never to be equaled again. Did you hear that? Jesus says there will be great distress, unequaled, from the beginning of time until now and never to be equaled again. And then Jesus will finally appear. After all the trials and tribulations, desolation, distress, we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus says, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is coming near. That's precisely what we sang about in the hymn of the day. Lo, He comes with cloud descending. Christ the Lord returns to reign. Every eye shall behold Him robed in glorious majesty, shall their true Messiah see. Yes, even though we're going to experience a lot of trials and tribulations before Jesus finally comes back again, we should not fear nor be afraid, for our redemption is coming near. We have absolutely nothing to fear or to be afraid of, because we are going to be safe and saved in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As He rescues us and takes us to be with Him in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, not to allow anything to get in the way of our relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. And most importantly, not to be afraid, but to straighten up, raise your heads, for your redemption is coming near. I've always liked what Peter wrote in his second letter, the third chapter, verse 11. Listen to what he says. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Have you ever thought about that? What kind of people ought we to be before Jesus comes again? And he says, you ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed
it's coming. Yes, may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bless us in our faith, in our trust, in our walk with Jesus before He comes again. Be ready, prepared, when we see Him coming in a cloud, descending and taking us to be with Him in the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.